Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson. I am a speaker at FHL, Funnel Hacking Live 2018, and a member of Russell Brunson, the founder of ClickFunnels Inner Circle. I'm super excited to share with you this video in which I am going to teach you how to create funnels. Now, funnels and landing pages are really interesting. People ask me all the time, how did you learn to understand funnels? How did you find what converted? And the fast and dirty is, I just did it. That was one of the hardest things, but I'm gonna share with you three things that can set you up for success. And if you wait until the end, I'm going to share with you an amazing resource, Funnels That Finally Convert, my favorite value-packed freebie that is going to set you on the right foot to getting a funnel that does exactly what it says, finally convert. Now, to build out a funnel, there are several different routes that you can go. Either you are a phenomenal web developer and you can create your own funnel using landing pages that are custom coded, or you can use a convenient software, for example, Unbounce or Lead Pages, or my absolute favorite, ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels makes it super easy to put together funnels and landing pages that finally convert. That's why I love ClickFunnels. But one of the things that you have to remember, and this is quite possibly the most important tip as you build out your landing pages and funnels, is that it is function over form. That's hard to say. Basically, beautiful funnels aren't always what you think they're going to be. They don't convert as well as you would like. In fact, I'm gonna tell you a story about an ugly funnel that I have that converts every single day. One time, the founder of ClickFunnels, Russell Brunson, saw one of my funnels on a call that we had, and he was absolutely perplexed. I mean, I know my funnel was ugly, but he was like, this converts? And I said, yeah, it totally does. And he said, but to your warm audiences, right? I said, well, it converts with both warm and cold audiences. And he pushed again, but you mean they've seen your videos, right? No, cold audiences convert on this funnel. Even he was perplexed because it was a pretty hideous funnel. The bottom line as you're building out a funnel is it doesn't have to be perfect. And sometimes the uglier or more functional they are, the better they perform. So don't be too hard on yourself in the process of building out your first funnel. Number two, done is better than perfect. This one's huge, and I wish somebody had drilled it into my head earlier, because I think one of the biggest things that keeps the funnel from converting is that it never gets finished. A lot of funnels sit there with no ability to be used and tested and tried. They're not even given the opportunity to convert. So how do you know if your funnel converts if you haven't finished it and put it out there for the public to use? So what I highly recommend is that you just finish that funnel. Once you finish your funnel, now you have the ability to go to my favorite tip, which is number three, split testing. Now, I'm gonna give you a little advice that's different than what most people say about split testing. Split testing is not something as simple as red button or green button, the word the or the word that. It's not like that. Split testing is the opportunity to try two things that are very different from each other and see what performs the best. Let's say, for example, I was gonna have somebody over to my house and I was going to offer them a pear to eat or coffee. This is pretty polarizing, right? You either want coffee or you want a pear. You either need caffeine or you need some food. Very different. Whereas if I were to say, do you prefer this mug where it's slightly more centered or this mug? You kind of say, I don't really care. It doesn't matter as much. That's not going to make as big of a difference as testing out two things that are drastically different from one another. So as you are building out the split tests on a funnel that is converting or at least being put in front of the public, I highly recommend almost scratching the first model completely and starting all over, trying something totally different. Always remember that comparison, the caffeine or the food, right? That is going to help you with creating split tests that actually make a difference. To recap, number one, function over form. Number two, done is better than perfect. And number three, split testing needs to be drastically different from A to B. But wait, I know you loved this, and you're also going to love my awesome value-packed freebie, Funnels That Finally Convert. So click the link below and grab your copy of it. And be sure to like this video if you found some value in it, or if you at least like my comparison of caffeine to pears, you know, because that's kind of fun. And be sure to subscribe to my channel so that you don't miss any of my videos. Trust me, you don't want to. I'll see you next week. Do you ever wish that you could just pick the brains of Facebook ad experts? Good news. This episode is brought to you by The Elite Summit, the online summit for elite marketers to learn all about the ins and outs of Facebook ad strategies and the people who run them, including experts like John Parks, the Facebook ad strategist for ClickFunnels, Kat Howell, Dipesh Mandalia, Amanda Bond, myself, and so many others. To secure your free spot in the Elite Summit, go to www.theelitesummit.com. Enjoy.